Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a new Thanksgiving week. This is Chuck Bonnywell and Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Show. Grassroots show, that is. I don't need you to finish. Brought to you by
Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Hey, well, we're excited to have with us Hope Shuppelman, former vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party, grassroots warrior, election integrity warrior, and the candidate in CD3 running against Rhino Jeff Hurd. So first off, Hope, welcome back to the show. We love having you. So appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much, Chuck. Thank you, Julie. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, thank you. The good point there. Okay, so you've got, and I'll just let you spill it, some kind of exciting news about polling. So why don't you share what's going on and what folks can do to get involved?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for having me today. So great news, everybody. This campaign is definitely kicking off. The movement is unimaginable. And thank you so much for everybody for their support. We are getting an amazing poll. We just signed a contract, and it is going to tell everything what we already know, that this campaign, the grassroots, are tired of people that are not going to represent us the moment they start running for Congress, and then they get elected, and then they show up in Washington, and they do the complete opposite. So this poll will be going out the beginning of this week, so hopefully starting tomorrow. What you can do is please go to HopeForColorado, forcolorado.com. Chip in, because you know what? This is a grassroots effort, and we know that Jeff Hurd has $1.9 million already in the bank. But let's just tell you, he is going to have to buy those 30,000 votes. And we already know that we have the votes in this district. People are very mad. People are upset the fact that, again, he ran for something and he did not deliver. He already ran and then turned his back on President Trump about the J6 pardon prisoners. Right. So when President Trump pardoned those J6ers, he turned his back, meaning Jeff Hurd said, nope, don't believe it. I don't support the swath of pardons on these J6ers. He is on a land grab. Yes, a land grab, folks. Here in the 3rd Congressional District, signed on to a bill with the most liberal-leaning Democrats, Hickenlooper and Bennett, to take 730,000 acres of your land, your public land, lock it up. It's going to hurt ranching, mining, timber harvesting, and oil and gas industry. That goes against the America First agenda. That actually is going to hurt Colorado. The economics that we are already seeing a little bit of a bounce back, but it's going to hurt us. It is going to tear down everything that we have really worked very hard here in Colorado.
Well, this
Jeff Hurd has really made himself intentionally this sort of bipartisan monster of the party. There's always one that wants to be, hey, I'll be everything to everybody.
Like John McCain.
Liz Cheney, there's a good example.
Yep.
Where all of a sudden, you know, the obvious vote is one way, and he's going, I don't know, you know, J6ers or whatever else, but it's just not them. It's every vote. You're never sure where he's going to go. And he obviously thinks by being Mr. Bipartisan, he's going to get everybody and he's getting nobody.
Well, and let me ask you about this, Hope, because, I mean, polls, and this is a reputable polling company.
Who is a reputable polling company?
We are going to keep that very secret right now, but it is a very reputable company right now. Yes.
But it's not cheap. And I'm guessing that, and I don't know, maybe you don't want to say, so please, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I'm guessing that if you guys, your campaign had information that you didn't have a chance, at all in something like this, you wouldn't be saying, well, let's just go spend a whole
Let's
ton of
try to
money.
pretend.
Yeah, let's spend a ton of money in a poll that's going to confirm that. I'm going to suspect that wise, money management, you guys have some level of indication or confidence that this poll is going to be good news. Is that fair to pick?
Very, very good news. And to your point, yes, polls are not cheap. And I'm going to give you a range. They're anywhere between 10 to 25 to $30,000. So again, y'all, I know that you guys have put a lot of money and support in to back our campaign, because you guys, this is the main reason I'm running, is to be your voice up at the federal level. You know that I won't tuck tail and turn, especially with the fight that Dave Williams and I and Anna Ferguson and Tom Bjorklund had at the state party. So no, I am fiscally responsible, and the big thing is we know that this poll is going to tell us exactly what the voters have already been telling me when I've been moving across this district. We've already put over 30,000 miles on my truck. I just spent some money to put new tires on the truck. And the big thing is that we know that this poll is going to say exactly what we are running on. First and foremost, that I am the true America First candidate and the only America First candidate. I had dinner with President Trump back in 2023, at June 13th, the day that he got his first federal indictment. And that was in Bedminster. I was selected to come up and have dinner with him. So sure, Jeff Herd may have gotten the endorsement from President Trump because he voted for the big beautiful pill. He got a him and Johnson may have had some type of agreement that anybody who voted for the big beautiful bill is going to get an endorsement. We know that he is not speaking up against the what is happening here in Colorado, against the tyrannical left that is actually imprisoning Tina Peters. He refuses to talk about that.
Yeah.
And especially because she is in his own backyard, guys. And
Right.
that says something. That is huge. He refuses to say anything about that. Secondly, we know that this is ground zero when it comes to election integrity. President Trump is fighting for that, to get rid of paper ballots. We need same day voting, ID, no machines or anything like that. And Jeff Herd is silent about that. He supports Obamacare, guys. Holy cow, that just came out. He supports Obamacare. And
There we go.
President Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare
We
because
all
we
do.
know. Yes, I mean, it's disgraceful, and it hurts our communities. It hurts our patients, and it hurts our hospitals here in the rural communities. Hospitals are starting to really feel it because they are not getting the reimbursement they really do deserve. And physicians are leaving. Nurse practitioners are leaving because Obamacare is so restrictive. And on top of it, guys, here in Colorado, Obamacare is making us pay for abortion and the gender-affirming care, chemical castration, surgical mutilation. These are the things that are really important to the voters. So, and also, Jeff Herd, with this GORP Act, it is going to hurt the timber harvesting. So let's talk about that. I have had multiple conversations, I think well over 3 dozen to 4 dozen conversations with the younger generation, right? So I really want to speak on this because this is really truly where the America First movement really has to kind of think about where we're going in this. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated and Jeff Herd refused to hold Ilhan Omar accountable for her vile and disgraceful comments against Charlie Kirk and his assassination, sure, You have your First Amendment rights, you guys, but you know what? Those rights and what you say and you articulate out of your mouth has, you have to be held accountable for those. And the actions that had transpired from their left base, that really drummed up everything. And we know that really caused a lot of the discord and what happened with Charlie Kirk. So our younger generation is really looking, they feel lost. They can't buy a home right now. My home, when we bought one in Pagosa Springs in 2010, it's a little bit over $200,000. We bought that with my VA loan. I just did an exercise with my husband 2 weeks ago. We looked up what the home has cost right now, what it's appraised at, and it is $650,000.
So good investment for you, but you're right. It makes it tough for kids.
They can't buy homes. They get degrees from colleges that are just, outrageous with the tuition. They sign up for federal loans that they are the ones who are the pawns in between the
Right.
colleges and the feds. And so, if you really think about it and we boil it all down, our younger generation is already strapped in debt, which we need to help them because we need to hold the colleges accountable for their outrageous tuition and then giving them degrees that they can't even go and find a job. And those jobs have already been, they're given to people outside of our Americans, right? So we have the open borders, we have all of this stuff. So yeah, we are learning so much as we're running across this district. And we're really hearing that Jeff Herd is not stepping up, that he's not even for the veterans. There's veterans that are really having a heck of a time trying to get a hold of his office
Office.
that
Well,
they have failed.
let me ask you a question, which is a little controversial, and since I'm a huge backer of yours, I hate to even ask controversial questions, but where do you stand, if you have a stand, on the split on the right between Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, the America Firsters, versus the neocons, Mark Levin, God, who Dinesh D'Souza, a couple others. Do you have an opinion?
I do. And so here's the thing. I believe in getting all of the facts. As a critical care nurse practitioner, one thing that I did when I would go in and see my patients, I gather all the facts, all the blood work, give them the layout, show them their MRIs, have those discussions. And I have been listening to Tucker and Candace and Mark Levine and all of them and trying to understand what truly is happening here. And I really think that right now, we as Americans, the America First movement, we really need to be very proficient in who we listen to. Because here's the thing, there are things that are starting to come out in a lot of the podcasts. I listened to one the other day with Tucker Carlson, and he was talking about how the younger generation really is being left behind. And it feels almost on purpose. And if we don't start listening to the people that really fought for the America First, the MAGA movement, whatever you want to call this, if we start gaslighting them, meaning Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, if we start gaslighting them and not really thinking and listening to the true message, we are going to be swept away just like we were here in Colorado at our state level, where the coup took over or tried to, right? We
Right.
need to be very understanding that there is a huge division right now, and we need to really, really focus on what's truly happening. And that's really focusing on America First right now, you guys.
And let
Because,
me go ahead. I was going to say,
no, go ahead.
Well, I was going to sweep because I want to talk about some other stuff here too. One of the things, but I wanted to just point this out to folks, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I really do encourage people to help you financially to go to your website because one of the things that's so significant about this poll is if it shows what we all think it's going to show, which is going to be very good news for you, that has almost like a snowball effect on donations and contributions coming in.
Especially outside the state.
Especially outside of the state, people who are MAGA people, right? They'll look at this and they'll be like, hey, wait, we've got a winner here and we need to back her and we're going to back her. So I think this is really important for people to understand. It's not just a little feel good, yay. I mean, this has huge impacts for what's going to happen in CD3, I think.
And so what we're seeing, as you had stated, is we are getting a lot of grassroots contribution, and I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Every single dollar counts, and I am very vested in where that stuff goes, meaning looking at it financially, being very fiscally responsible. But with this poll, like you had just stated, Julie, is that it is going to give us the exact answer. And people want that data. They want that tangible data. They want to see it on a piece of paper and not just me telling them, because obviously I'm a candidate. I am running. I'm a little biased because I think I will be able to do what you all send me up there to do. But again, yes, it is going to open up major doors for us here. Again, Steve and I have already put money into this campaign. We have vested, we have skin in the game. We have put in $120,000 of our own money. And the big thing is it's because we know we can win. And when we win and we can show this to all of the people throughout the United States, you are absolutely right. That floodgate is going to come and it'll just open up. And again, so the poll will go out sometime tomorrow. We just signed the contract. I am so excited about this because, again, Jeff Hurd is already on the defense. And we know this, and we're going to keep him on the defense because America and CD3, they want a true leader up in Washington.
Let me just real quick turn to another topic, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here. So, but the Colorado Republican politics, I'm beginning to be concerned. As a state central committee member, we have heard nothing from Britta Horn about the assembly or caucus position, and we'll talk more about this after we let you go. We have heard from insiders, her own inner circle types, that she's made no plans that anyone is aware of, and even if she did have plans, she doesn't have any money to pay for it. As a candidate who will be going through the assembly process, I mean, do you have any thoughts or insights, or is that someplace? I mean, if you don't want to go there, I understand that, but I don't know. I've never seen you back down, so.
Absolutely. And so again, I am about very it's I'm about having the conversation. I'm about transparency, and this is really important for us grassroots candidates. I refuse to petition on, and it feels like we're being forced into that designation. So I've already picked up the phone. I've called the vice chair, Richard Holtorf, asked him specifically, are you guys going to have a state assembly? He said, we have to. By statute, they have to. And so he said, basically, might not be able to go to the world arena or something like that. Hey, I agree with that. I mean, that's why the state party, when Dave Williams and I were, up in leadership, we all made that decision not to do that because that's close to $80,000 or $100,000. Again, I am concerned. I am very concerned. I'm very concerned we haven't seen any communication. And that is why I picked up the phone. I've tried to contact our chairwoman quite a few times, haven't been successful on that. So I went the second, to the vice
Right.
chair.
Somebody will answer your phone call, yeah.
I did send CD3 leadership, Dave Peters, Christy Fedora, and Lynetta Scholl, a email asking them when they are going to have their decision on where they're going to have CD3's assembly. And if I can go ahead and get the bylaws as well as their previous delegation from 2024 delegation and alternates. I did hear one answer to that question is that they are looking into and they will make a decision sometime in January to finalize where they're going to have it, the CD3 assembly, as well as the time and date. They will be meeting after the holiday, after Thanksgiving, to give me the rest of the information of the bylaws and the delegation. Hopefully, they will.
Do you mean the CD3 caucuses?
Yes, the assembly itself, CD3.
Well, it's called caucuses, and then you go on to state as the assembly.
So you.
Okay.
But and hope just to clarify too, I mean, you have some experience in this because you and Anna and Dave had to plan. So I mean, it seems to me that she's starting to be late, running out of time, venues get booked. I mean, what's your this isn't just something you like wake up on Tuesday morning and it's done by Tuesday afternoon, am I right?
No, and I went back into my emails, and so I've already been doing a lot of the back end work, pulling a lot of the data from the last assembly, as well as when we put out all the numbers, right, for how many count what the counties are going to be able to get for their delegation. And that was a huge thing for us to do. To go through all the numbers for the for the governor race, that was Heidi Gonal and Danny Moore. So those numbers, the counties need to know them. We started, I think it was in September, maybe October is when we started really looking at and finalizing those numbers. I haven't seen any of that. So we have started to go ahead and do our own numbers to see where we're going to land and how many are going to be at the CD3 caucus and assembly, that is going to be the lower level assemblies for the state. Yeah, I'm already doing my own work as the vice chairwoman. That's what we did for the state. Again, I am very concerned. I am very, very, very concerned that the state party doesn't have the money. And we were able to look at it. I know that I'm not going to get money from them financially, and I can understand that. I'm running my own race, so I'm not going to need to rely on them. But what I am relying on them is to make sure they hold a true assembly, and the lower assemblies as well, is if those lower assemblies need to rent out those rooms for, it costs a lot of money. I mean, we spent money on that. And you're right, to book those places, they get booked up very quickly. And we need to have that, I think, before January, so March or April. From when I was looking at the calendar from the SOS.
All right. Well, listen, Hope, we will let you go then. Very exciting news about the poll. I can't wait to see how it goes.
Yep, come back when the results are in.
Okay, and
I sure will. You
as I said,
guys will be
your
the
website
first ones
one more time.
that
Okay, your website
I
one more
call.
time for folks to help out.
Sure, it's Hope, HOPE 4FOR Colorado.com. Click on the contribution link, and we certainly appreciate every single dollar that comes in. So thank you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving to you too. All right, thank
Take
you.
care.
We'll see you next time. Thank you. Hope Shelpham in the air.
Bye.
That's really kind of cool news, like I said about the poll, because I mean, you've done this. You don't commission a poll and pay for a poll unless you have sort of a sense that it's going to be helpful, right?
Right.
So otherwise, it's a waste of time. Well, I want to talk a little bit.
Moreover, you don't announce it ahead of time
Right, exactly.
unless you think it's going to, because sometimes you get the poll,
Oh no, the poll, yeah. That happened one time when I worked at Channel 7. They did a poll, a survey of all the employees about stuff, right? And then they never released the
Yeah,
results.
okay.
It's
You're not
like,
going to let that out.
no, we're not. But I wanted to talk a little bit more because this is starting to become crucial. The chair, Britta Horn, has, and again, we're hearing this from her own insiders who are saying that as far as they're aware, and they would be aware, she's made not just hardly any plans, not just a little bit of plans. She's made zero plans for the caucus and assembly. And keep and even if she did, she has no money to pay for it. Now the caucus.
Well, she sent out a letter. That if you're on the SEC, except for all the people who forgot to send it to, like myself. But at any rate, in which she, in capitalized letters, said she's an unpaid volunteer. You know, she's supposed to have a salary of about $100,000. And she can't even pay her own expenses, gas, money, luncheon, whatever else, you know, copying costs. So that's a broke party.
Well,
when your chair, you know, acknowledges, and Rhino Watch talked about the rumors that she'd taken out a loan in order to pay.
And we talked about her show too, that she had had to take out a loan.
A loan, and she said, no. Lie, fake news, bullshit. We took out a line of credit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's just another word for a loan.
Here's what she said. She's like, one item I'd like to, she put out a letter. I'd like to clear out the rumor that we've taken out a loan. It wasn't a loan. We've taken out a revolving line of credit to help.
Totally different.
It's a
totally different concept.
It's exactly. She said, here's the thing. She acknowledges. She said, there are times when our payables are below what is currently available to us.
Like all of
that's
them.
Broke. When my payables exceed what's available to me, that's broke, right? And then you add on top of that bills. And then, you know, I mean, then she talks about this. So she said she made 357 fundraising calls. It's not clear when she made these calls or what the time frame was.
Okay.
9 fundraising meetings, and she received 8 in donor commitments.
Of $50.
No, but I mean, so these are commitments. These aren't even checks. So out of, you know, more than 360 fundraising attempts, she got who said maybe.
That's really from the time she got into office.
I mean, I'm sorry, if she were a salesperson, she would be fired. So, I mean, she needs to, and I'm going to say this, I mean, everybody knows we're not Britta Horn fans, but that aside, if I were a Britta Horn fan, and we're hearing people who maybe aren't fans, but certainly were supporters of hers, who are saying, we need to figure out the caucus and assembly. That's the heart and soul of the Republican Party. That's the main reason for having a Republican Party. That's where you select candidates. And if she has made no plans for any caucuses or assembly. I mean, if you're a county chair, what on earth do you do, right? You don't know when the assembly's going to be. You don't know how many delegates you have to have.
And every county, you know, based on the presidential, how many votes you got for the Republican Party, they divvy out the delegates, and they have to choose how many delegates. You can usually have between 3 and 5, and some years more, some years less. But you've got to convey to Adams County, you've got, let's say you got 25 delegates, and of course you have 200 precincts, so you got to figure which precincts get them, and elsewhere. So it's kind of a something to take.
Hope was explaining,
you know, she started doing that in September, and you go, okay, we got to get this man. No word. I remember we were on the SEC. You know, Dave had approved. Actually, it was. He had it approved, and then when I was on the SEC with KBB, she had it approved. So, do you want the higher one or the lower one? And
you guys have to approve the number of delegates.
They're not going to do that this time.
And here's the thing. This is my suspicion. Yeah, the thing is, keep in mind the RINOs and the uniparty establishment people don't like the assembly, so they would be happy to see this completely collapse and everyone has to petition on, which of course would prohibit the grassroots because that's an expensive proposition, right?
Sure, bring out the big votes the vote bank, excluding all your Republicans from.
Yeah, I mean, and if the caucuses, if it collapses, the party collapses, really. And again, I think that's what some of the people here.
That's what Uncle Phil.
I mean, I know Barb Kirkmeyer, she's introduced laws to try to get rid of the caucus and assembly. There's one other thing I want to raise, and we've talked about it, and I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but really, can you be too paranoid when it comes to Democrats? I mean, it's like, you know, Hunter Biden laptop, Arctic Frost, Russiagate. I mean,
you
just don't have this. Yeah, if you were to say no, they would never do that. It's like, well, I don't know. So in 2024, A bill was passed, signed stupidly by Republicans, although I guess they didn't want to discriminate. But what it does is, so they have the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act, right? And what they did is they threw in a provision that said at any caucus or assembly of a political party, they have to provide essentially a Zoom link to somebody who claims disability. Now, the person...
And yet you can't explain. You have to say, well, wait a minute, how exactly are disabled? I've got an overgrown toenail.
Now, here's the thing. There are 2,900 precincts in Colorado.
Is that how many there are?
Yeah, it's a little bit more than that. So technically, somebody, if you're an evil Democrat, you could have somebody register as a Republican and in 2,900 things call in and say, I need a Zoom link, right? Now, we've got, myself included, Republicans who can't have a hard time figuring out how to unmute themselves in a Zoom link, let alone sign it up. So, I mean, this could be a disaster. And what's even worse is that under the law and the way the anti-discrimination laws are written, pretty much anyone, theoretically, from the party chair to the county chair to the volunteer who is kind of running the caucus could be sued if the Zoom link goes down or that the person files a complaint. They could be sued and be held personally liable.
Now, to be fair, this has actually been true for all the caucuses, because they all had to be ADA compliant, and you all could have gotten sued for that too. So that's not new, except they'd have it in school buildings.
Yeah, they had it in buildings that had been sort of certified, right?
Certified, but you know, the law doesn't say it, but it references the CATA and CATA, and then there you know, some decision this way, some decision that way. The problem was, you know, is that there's not even a good faith effort to try to meet the statute. I mean, I could draw up a plan that would make that, it.
Yes, that's the thing. Theoretically, then and I know we've heard from county chairs who are upset. We've heard from volunteers who have said, I'm not going near this, right? Because theoretically, under this, you could, if you vote, like last time we had the caucus, I was a secretary, right? Well, as I understand this law, theoretically, I could be sued personally and be held financially responsible for punitive damages if something goes bad. And we all know these
theory. If you did something saying, well, we're not going to connect it, but we all know that then they'll lie about it. You know, do you think they have any problem getting up and stand in line?
No.
Do you think a Democrat knows they can be given a truth? Oh, we see Jacob up there. Did you want to say something, Jacob?
No, he's muted. Oh, you can if you want, though. Oh, the midterms Republic. Hang on, we'll get to that in a second. So, because I just want to, here's the bigger complaint I have about this. And again, whether you're a Brita fan or not a Brita fan, clearly.
All raise your hands if you're a Brita
fan. Nobody's a Brita fan. Brita's a fan.
Brita doesn't even like herself.
But she has done, she put out this lame, and I don't guarantee you, it looks suspiciously like something generated by ChatGPT. If you said, if ChatGPT said, would you like me to come up with a model suggestion for how to run a meeting like this? That's what it looked like it was. It doesn't address any of the logistics. It doesn't address any of the concerns. So she has done nothing to address this potential, I'm calling it a grenade, that could explode within the party, right? And, I mean, she's done nothing to address it. And again, I think Mark Hamden has said on our show, he thinks it's by design. So, you know, like Britta or don't like Britta, I think everybody needs to be pushing her. She needs to deal with the assembly thing, and she needs to address some of this concern about the caucuses. And she needs to give a plan, right? Because you're going to have like somebody like me wandering in there volunteering, and all of a sudden I'm having to set up a Zoom link, and I'm going like, what? I mean, the potential is just for disaster. The potential is for disaster anyway, because she doesn't have a plan, but this makes it even worse. So, you know, I'm hoping the candidates and the county chairs kind of start hammering on her door and saying, we need some answers on this. So, okay.
Well, they can hammer on the door all they want. As Hope indicated, she ain't answering.
Okay. So Jacob says, he doesn't have a mic, but what about the midterms Republican convention Trump is talking about? I think that's what we're talking about, right? That's what,
no. He's talking about having a convention where all Republicans get together. There are no conventions normally, and this would be a kind of a...
Oh, I see. Like a presidential convention, only a midterm convention.
Yeah, and you wouldn't really nominate candidates because that's a state level one, but it would be a chance for get everybody going, getting everybody excited, getting everybody...
That's not a bad thing. I don't know. Well, the RNC would probably have to pay for that, right?
They have more money than God,
Yeah,
I
right
think.
now they're doing
No, they do
okay.
have a lot of money. Unlike the Colorado Party, the RNC is really well
Well,
financed.
and speaking of, then moving on to something else. Anyway, so just Britta, get on the ball here, or at least Richard Holtorf, Russ Andrews, tell her she's got to start coming up with a plan here. Mark Hamden did an interesting deep dive on Tracer into the governor's race, the gubernatorial or the GOP governor's race. There's like 8 million candidates running. No, just 25. And what he did is he looked on Tracer. It's a website that you can go to that sort of shows campaign contributions. Now it's only kind of good for a snapshot, right? I mean, money can, I'm not sure the next filing period, maybe it ends in
Couple
December.
quarter.
Yeah, so there's time for money to come in. But he pointed out he had what he called the red zone, which is, well, are you just trying to, like, how do you put it, add a line in your LinkedIn profile, I ran for governor. Then the yellow zone, and the yellow zone, he said, are people who've had 25 to 50,000 in donations. Only four of the 25 had that: Mark Baisley, Greg Lopez, Jason Maskil, and Victor Marks. Now, he noted Victor Marks, it is anticipated, is going to have a ton of money coming in the next time there's a dump. Who
No,
knows?
no one,
No
yeah.
one knows. And then there was what he called the green zone with 50,000 plus. That's Scott
And by the way,
Bowman's.
that is a very thin green zone.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, the gubernatorial ones on the Democrat side have millions,
Yes. And
millions.
he said the only thing we got there is Scott Bottoms and Barb Kirkmeyer at 188,000. So I think
Kirkman's 188.
188,000, which is again nothing. So here's the thing. I would too. I think he's right. This caucus and assembly system, this is where we're going to be selecting the gubernatorial candidates, and hopefully people will take a look at the finances and say, do I really think I'm a viable candidate, and do I really
Well, they're
want
not
to?
going to do
No,
that.
I know they're not because they're
I
politicians,
mean, we have a good friend who ran for governor, put a lot of money into it, a lot of effort, did a
yeah.
lot of things. He got less than 1% of the vote, but it
Right.
was fun for him, I guess.
Well, oh, here, okay. So Trump says, okay, Republicans will hold a midterm convention next year. The president provided few details about the event, noting that the timing and location were still to be determined. Democrats said they're also considering a midterm convention. Well, some of that I think has to do with TV ratings, right? I mean, the
No,
Trump
those
can.
are not conventions themselves are not great TV conventions.
Well,
So these will not be
they
great.
were great
They better
because
do
of
it
Trump.
around like the Super Bowl or something or
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, that'd be my only thing, Jacob. It's like the whole Trump thing, that was a production. And then the Democrats learned from that, right? And they tried to copy it.
well,
Normally.
I can understand how because there's a very low Republican turnout, and that was particularly true of Colorado. Now, why Republicans can't get their fat, lazy asses off the chair and mail in a mail-in ballot. It's beyond me, honestly, it's beyond me. But that's your Republican Party today.
I think you get the whole mail ballot harvesting thing too. It's
Well, that doesn't mean they can't vote. Say,
right. Well, at least go vote when you
I
don't
don't
have the
like
turnout.
ballot harvesting, so I want to make sure the Democrats win. Yeah,
No, you're
that's
right.
three chess.
That's what
Three-dimensional chess thinking.
I was reading an analysis of the Douglas County School Board race where the conservatives lost. And the analysis basically concluded that Republicans, conservatives had the vote to win, but the turnout was so pathetic. And then you're
And
up
what would
against the
that be?
teachers.
I mean, no matter what you think, whether you like Trump's Israeli policy or not, why do you want to condemn your kids to the socialistic, godless,
And
hedonistic, degenerative Democrat? I won't vote.
No,
No, I
you
just
know, I
won't
mean,
vote.
yes, the Democrats, I mean, they had the unions and everything that mobilizes everybody and
Well,
get them
then,
out there.
it used to be when you had to go to the polls, Republicans did great because they would, in fact, go vote when
Right, when you
Democrats
had
were
to
less
actually go vote.
motivated. Now it's mail-in, Republicans can't bother. I mean,
Right.
it's bizarre.
Here, this, I was going to talk about this, Jacob, you read my mind. Let's see what happens with Jason Crow. It seems they may go all the way back, or they may go back to have active duty to be court-martialed. Same with Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. Yeah, Hegseth today said that there have been some significant misconduct allegations raised against Mark Kelly. These are over the comments that he and Jason Crow all said, telling essentially active military people to not pay any attention to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump kind of put out, oh, that's sedition.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's threatening to execute us. Now, let's keep in mind, these are Democrats who actually support executing people for political beliefs, right? And so
Well,
they're
but
getting.
we could put them on a boat at Chatfield Dam and have Trump come by and finish them off.
Well,
That'd be perfectly okay. Call it a drug boat.
Yeah, really. But anyway, so yeah, the military, Pete Hegseth said no, they are going to be looking at those guys for court-martial
Yay.
stuff. So that'd be kind of, and I hope they do throw it at Trump because, you know, I'm sure you guys heard the federal judge.
And those two
Oh,
people are in the active army? Are they reservists?
no, I think no, they'd have to bring them back up to active
Oh, yeah.
duty. But I mean, they're retired, right? So I think if I don't know enough about how military stuff works, but I he
I
was
wouldn't think you
they
could
could.
try somebody who used to be in the military, but okay.
But well, if, yeah, I
Okay,
don't.
you're in and now you're
That's
court-martialed.
our details, details, Chuck.
Yeah,
Details,
bullshit.
details.
Yeah, it's all
But I
bullshit.
think we'll keep in mind. I mean, here you've got so the Democrat judge threw out the Comey and the Letitia James
Boy, I
indictment,
made
saying that
sure
the attorney, he
you.
didn't like the attorney. She didn't count. She didn't count as a
Yeah,
real attorney. It's like, so this is what the Democrats do.
you need to remember what the Chief Justice said. They're not Democratic judges and Trump
Oh.
judges. There are just judges
Judges.
who are trying to do the best for you.
Okay, there we go. There we go. And the
So,
Democrat Party.
yeah, and the Democratic Socialists and the
Now,
sickos.
Harmeet Dillon says, you know, hey, this was dismissed without prejudice, which means it can be refiled,
And they can dismiss it again.
and they can dismiss it again. Now, they got a statute of limitations issue. I was going to ask you this before it came up, but I'll ask it to you now. You may not know. So, do they have to refile before the, how do I say it? If you're appealing it, does a statute of limitations, is that sort of put on
Told. I
hold?
don't know if it's told.
What's that mean?
Suspended.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of think this is my thinking. Just keep trying, right?
Just indictment against
Just
them.
keep,
That's
like they
all.
said, like the Dory, just keep swimming, just keep swimming,
Yeah.
just keep indicting, just keep
Keep
indicting.
right.
I don't, you know, I mean, a part of me has always been skeptical that we're ever going to see Jim Comey or Hillary Clinton actually, you know, in
Paying
court
for the
having to
criminal.
testify. But I do
That's
think,
only for
but
Republicans.
yeah, but I do, yeah,
Steve
exactly.
Bannon and the
Peter
others.
Navarro,
Yeah.
but I do think, don't you, it's good that at least they're pushing it, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and at
Well,
least.
it's a lot better than they were doing before, where all the left-wing judges.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you finally got me.
There it is. I don't want to give you my cold. First of all,
Oh,
it wasn't thrown out. It was dismissed with prejudice. It's up for appeal. The second thing is they can re-indict because the clock has started again on 2020. I'm
yes.
sorry. They started 2025 when they went into the burn rooms and they found all these emails
Right.
admitting to it. So,
That's
all
yes.
right.
I think you're right. They have numerous legal avenues there, which
Yeah.
they indicated they're going to continue pursuing. So yeah.
Okay, the second thing is with that, at least what's his name, Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, he is a reservist. They're going to pull him back into active duty and court-martial him.
Yeah.
That's
Now,
what they're going to do.
is he a reservist or is he, you
He's a
know?
reservist, but I think he's out of the army. So they'll have to do that some other way. The third thing I wanted to say was Martha Raddatz and Martha McKellen really went after Jason Crow. I don't know what Colorado did to deserve a congressman like him, but that's besides him. But Martha Raddatz really went after the spokesperson, the lady from Michigan, because Martha Raddatz is ex-CIA, and she took insult to this. And I think the honeymoon between the Democratic Party over this and the media is over. I
Could
think
be.
they're really going to go after her now. I mean, the whole group, not just her, but the whole group, because they really insulted the intelligence of the military.
Well, and it's just stupid, right? I mean, you can't. I mean, I think most people, the media, I think is slow. I mean, they're still puppets, and shills for the Democrat, but I think they're seeing is Trump keeps suing them, right?
Yeah.
And forcing them to acknowledge their errors. And as their ratings keep plummeting and they're being bought by people like Jeff Bezos, who actually kind of cares, and other organizations
He
that
cares about what?
money, And other organizations that want to make money, and they like CNN, right? They're watching this. Look what they did to MSNBC, MS Now, right? And I think some of the staff is getting the message that they can't be so outrageously biased anymore. So I don't know that the honeymoon is over, but I just think people are starting to kind of get concerned about their jobs, and you know, and that could be maybe good for all of us. Although I think it's too late to save them.
I just one last question. I know the brig is the jailhouse for the Navy, and the yardarm is the whatever the detention center for the Army. Is that right?
Maybe the other way around. You know, I have no idea.
What is it for the Air Force? That's what I wonder.
Oh, I have no idea.
How about for the Space Command? Yeah. Gemini area or something.
Yeah. I just thought, but yeah, it's, I'm not giving up on Comey and Letitia James. First of all, Letitia James has some state charges she's got to
She's got some real problems there. No, I agree. I agree too. So, hey, Jacob, thank you.
Okay,
hey, Jacob, you're cold. Rev is in bed upstairs with a cold too, so something's clearly going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Rev.
I went out without a coat last night, so
I learned after about 40 years I shouldn't do that.
That's what I
All right.
Thanks, Jacob. Thank you. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. As I said, I'm glad at the very least they're trying. Right, rather than Republicans typically rolling over and they're saying, "Oh well, we tried." You know, I fear cease to a certain extent when Trump is gone. Going back to what you were asking, Hope, I think a lot of this sort of, you're looking at the influencers and what's going on back and forth there. I think that's the beginning of the Bush family coming back into politics.
The Bush
right?
family. How about the Herbert Hoover family? And they got a better chance than the Bush family.
But I think you're going to start seeing now, you got the J.D. Vance MAGA wing, and then you've got the neocon
Ted Cruz
slash Ron DeSantis wing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I think those guys are positioning, but I think clearly,
plenty of money.
Clearly we're starting to see that happen, right?
Yes.
That they're positioning themselves, because in politics, you know, 3 years isn't really all that long a time. You know,
well, it is a long time.
Well, it is if you're J.D. Vance, it's not because you're in a good place. But if you're Cruz and DeSantis, and I don't know who else might come out of the woodwork, but you got to start, you know what I mean? You got to knock the other one off, I think. I mean, you know, Cruz has sort of, it's clear DeSantis wants a piece. It's clear Cruz wants a piece. I don't know who would win that, really. So I think that's what, anyway, that I think has a lot to do with what we're seeing underlying some of this division, right? And they're just using the influencers.
Well, I think both Cruz and DeSantis are just hoping J.D. Vance stumbles, Trump stumbles, and they'll be there waiting to take advantage of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's from Leo. This is from Space. This is Space Force Jail Hill. No, Dave, please go to airlock number 2. Hey, listen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. If we don't see you all on Wednesday, if people are busy, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Eat plenty of turkey.
Eat plenty of turkey. I know we will be doing that too.
Put your coat on before you go outside.
Yes. So, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you later.